All right, everybody, these are stories that I live for. So on the program today, we have Members First Credit Union's Bruce Layton talking about giving the NCUA Corporate Stabilization Fund rebate to their local nonprofits and charities. Just a fantastic story. I hope you guys check it out, and I hope you do something similar as well. So check it out. Hey, everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Bruce Layton from Members First Credit Union. How are you, Bruce?
I'm fantastic today. It's not snowing, so we're happy.
Good for you guys.
We got 2 feet the other day. So.
Oh, my God. Did you guys got hit by the nor'easter, the third
yes.
one in a row?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So it was fun, but we're back.
Good. Good. Glad to hear it. You survived the hat trick, the nor'easter hat trick, it sounded like. So.
Yeah, it's possible of one next week.
Also. Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
We'll not talk about that.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's save that for another show, the Weather Channel. How about that one? All right. Hey, we're talking about the NCUA Corporate Stabilization Fund rebate. And you guys are going to do something a little bit different here. You're going to provide it to local nonprofits. Is that is that the plan?
Yeah, it's what we did was we said, you know, we're not going to get an awful lot of money back. We don't expect it to be much more than $100,000. And we said, how best can we use it for our membership? You know, if we gave a dividend back to our members, it'd be only a couple bucks each right. after all of the costs and all of the work. So it's not really. So where can we put it to best use? And I think, you know, stepping back in the spirit of, you know, credit unions and people helping people, we said, you know, we've got some significant issues right outside my door.
No doubt.
Literally yeah. right outside my door. The heroin, opioid crisis mm-hmm. hits us every day. We have a public parking lot out back that it's not uncommon to have 2-3 ambulances at a time there.
Good grief.
Pulling people away. And the police arresting people right outside my door and say, you know, we got to address this issue. Is this money going to solve the problem? No, but, you know, it's like winning the lottery. We won the lottery, didn't expect this to happen. You know, quite frankly, they were talking about 2022, I think, mm-hmm. when they dissolved this, once all the assets matured, right. the stabilization fund. So it's kind of like winning the lottery.
Right.
So we said, let's take this 100% of the of what we receive mm-hmm. and give it back to the community. Mm-hmm. So we're targeting three basic areas, the homelessness and hunger, the opioid crisis, mm-hmm. and then youth at risk. There's a lot of kids out there. We're seeing what's going on, the inner city. And if we can work with the organizations to sort of address those youth and get them off the street and give them safe places to play, mm-hmm. It is going to be, you know, a small amount of money in the grand scheme of things. But right. if we can, it's trying to make a difference with what we're receiving because we, you know, we won the lottery.
Right, exactly.
We want to give it back. We want to give it back.
Well, I think every little bit counts, no matter the amount. And who knows who knows what miracle could happen with that $100,000.
Right. If we impact a few lives, we'll be very, very happy. Sometimes you don't see the impact.
Right.
You know, it's a lot of social ills going on that sometimes I think go below the radar. And, you know, we're very happy that the board agreed that this is a great thing to do. Try and make a little bit of a difference mm-hmm. in the community. And do our part to help it out.
I think it's wonderful, and I think the membership would be just, I mean, I think they would just be so honored that this money would go to something like that, you know. And the three things that you described we're going to give to is that it sounds like there's a common thread that runs through all three of them as well. So, and it all starts with the youth.
It does, and you know, it's interesting. There's a million charities out there, and all of them do great work, and we support a bunch of them mm-hmm. On an ongoing basis. But with the monies that we got extra, we said, well, let's really focus of all the charities we support. Let's focus on the ones that will have the biggest impact on our local community. Mm-hmm. By default, helping the community be better mm-hmm. Helps our membership.
Yeah.
It's sort of a trickle down. You don't see it immediately. It's not directly impacting our members because they don't get a dollar from mm-hmm. it, but it impacts them from the standpoint that we're addressing some of the social issues that they face themselves too.
Indeed.
And some of them are very, you know, the opioid crisis is just devastating.
Yeah.
It destroys families. It destroys people. And, you know, in Manchester, New Hampshire started the Safe Station program where they can go into fire stations and get support and help. And, And it's using up a tremendous amount of our resources.
Oh, I could imagine.
The police and fire are responding. I'm surprised we haven't heard an ambulance go behind me. We're on the road to the hospital, and we hear that 6-7 times a day. And
goodness.
Most of that is the opioid crisis.
Goodness so gracious.
It all centers around, it's sort of all entangled together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So. Well, we just got back from the GAC, but that was, you know, a week or two ago. And the common thing that I heard there, besides cybersecurity and the ADA litigation, all that type of stuff, the other thing I heard was like, you know, have your story ready to tell your representative. And not that you want to like pat yourself on the back about what you're doing here, but this is a fantastic story about how credit unions really get into the weeds of their community and help them out. I think this is a great example of what a credit union can do.
It is, and it's exactly what our mission is, to mm-hmm. help the communities become better, thriving,
right.
Helps everybody. The other thing on that, we did meet with the representatives from New Hampshire, and they all were very appreciative mm-hmm. of our efforts and very supportive. As you know, some of them have been introducing bills and stuff to get more funding mm-hmm. To help address all of these issues.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
even
it's great. And I really want to thank Mark McWaters, Chairman McWaters, for citing or recognizing us. We're trying to hopefully get other credit unions to join us throughout the country
mm-hmm.
so that they can help, you know, we can all address the problem at once. I know they all do, but in their own ways. But this is, you know, it's like winning the lottery, sharing.
No, yeah, and that kind of leads me to my next question is, like, what advice do you have for other credit unions who may want to do the same thing that you guys are doing? Do you have any advice in that area? Or?
Well, you know, obviously each credit union can do what they think is
sure.
best in
sure.
their best interest for their membership.
Sure.
It is the members' money. Now, having said that, I've been actively at the GAC. I was down there soliciting the others to join me. Now, I've asked Paul Gentile from the Credit Union League, to sort of monitor who's going to donate or not, and,
mm-hmm.
and I've gotten a lot of favorable response.
Oh, good.
On what they're going to do with, but I haven't heard of anybody else who's absolutely joining us and giving the money. And you know, from our perspective as members first, that's okay. They have a right to do with what
mm-hmm.
we're just trying to say. Okay, it's not enough money to give back to the membership
right.
dividend. It's not enough to buy a new computer system or a new little thing like that. It's and. It addresses the needs that need to be addressed today.
Indeed. And like you said at the top, this is the credit union wheelhouse. This is what you
yes.
guys are there for. So
we're not in the business for maximizing profits.
Yeah, yeah, indeed.
To help the community.
Indeed. Gosh, I was going to ask you something else. But I mean, I was going to ask you if other credit unions are doing this, but you say you don't know of any. But I hope this is some sort of an infectious endeavor for other credit unions in a good way. Like, gosh, you know, if they're doing that, gosh, maybe we can do something similar or something the same. So, gosh, I hope it spreads.
I really hope it does spread. Again, when we look at our business plan, it didn't have it in have this money as part of our business plan.
Right.
We didn't know it was coming when
right.
we did it.
Right.
So again, it's above and beyond what we're doing, what we're already doing. We're doing very well financially, and we want to give back as much as we can. And when you get an extra windfall, it just makes sense. And you know, we have a lot of ex-policemen and firemen on our board.
Mm-hmm.
They just were very immediately say, yep, let's
oh,
do
gosh,
it.
Yeah.
It's a great thing to do, and they're very involved in the community themselves. And like I said, this money won't solve all of their problems, but sure will help. And if we make a difference in one person's life,
exactly, that's it's well worth it.
It makes it all worth it, and,
yep.
and we're trying to live our mission here.
Indeed. Well, I think that's a great message to end on, Bruce. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. I appreciate the time, and keep up the good work there. I hope this kind of helps spread the word as well, and other credit unions go,
yeah,
hey, you know what? Let's do something similar. Those guys are doing it right.
I appreciate you having us. I wish we could have met down at the GAC. it was a big crowd.
It was.
But just getting the message out for people to even think about it and start to think about it,
yeah.
whether they do it as, you know, part of the rebate or as their ongoing efforts.
Exactly, yeah.
Supporting the community will make a difference. And it's a huge problem. Those three problems, I think, are the biggest ones
mm-hmm.
that we need to sort of just keep on the top of our mind all the time, and then we can help address them.
Indeed. Great message. Thank you so much, Bruce. Appreciate the time. Again, thank keep you. Up the good work there, and maybe we'll check back in, see how things are going, and always enjoy this type of news, and want to get it out there for folks out there to go, hey, let's do something similar too.
Yeah, good. I hope it works. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, Bruce. You're welcome.